Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 16th. Currently with fair skies, it is 54 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northwest at 12 with gusts to 16 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.40. The dew point is 45 degrees and the current wind chill is 50 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Northwest Kansas kids have a big day coming this month. JP Bizette has more.
Smoky Hills PBS is bringing Clifford the Big Red Dog to Hayes ARC Park on Saturday, April 27th, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Kids can meet Clifford and enjoy free activities from Hayes Police, Fire, EMS, Sternberg Museum, and Hayes Public Library. The first 500 kids get a free gift. It's a chance for families to meet Clifford, take photos, and have fun. This event happens four times a year across central and western Kansas with free books and gifts for kids attending.
After the first one was stolen and destroyed in January, Wichita will get a new Jackie Robinson statue in August. League 42 announced over the weekend that the new statue will be identical to the one that was stolen. The cleats from the statue that was stolen were donated to a museum in Kansas City on Thursday. As for the games, League 42 has 46 teams this year, and the season kicks off today, Jackie Robinson Day. Major League Baseball players will wear number 42. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model with 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice. Now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A U.S. District Court judge ordered the Kansas Highway Patrol to pay $2.34 million in attorney's fees and other costs following a successful challenge to constitutionality of the state law enforcement agency's practice of detaining motorists and searching vehicles without establishing reasonable suspicion. On Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Catherine Vratil issued the financial award in response to a request submitted by plaintiffs in March for more than $3 million in compensation from the Kansas Highway Patrol. Under the Kansas Highway Patrol's two-step method, troopers pulled over a motorist for an alleged traffic infraction, completed that interaction, and took a few steps away from the vehicle before turning around to ask if the driver would voluntarily answer unrelated questions that might reveal information a trooper could use to order a roadside search of the vehicle. Kansas Highway Patrol attorneys argue detaining motorists with a two-step maneuver was a legal and appropriate action in the war on illegal drugs. Judge Vratil, following jury trials in which verdicts were returned against the Kansas Highway Patrol, issued a permanent injunction in November forbidding the agency from continuing to rely on policies that unconstitutionally transform basic traffic stops into lengthy vehicle searches by drug-sniffing dogs. Vratil directed the Kansas Highway Patrol to inform motorists when a traffic stop had ended and to tell motorists they were free to leave without consenting to inquiries unrelated to a traffic infraction. She directed troopers to notify drivers they had the right to revoke consent of a vehicle search at any time. Her injunction placed Kansas Highway Patrol under court supervision for 2 to 4 years, mandated instruction of troopers on the difference between reasonable suspicion and mere speculation as it related to traffic stops, and imposed requirements for documenting traffic stops, detention of motorists, and permission to search a vehicle. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just after 6 p.m. on Monday in Cheyenne County, a 2007 Ford F-350 driven by 76-year-old Diana R. Witcher of Atwood was northbound on Highway 161 just south of County Road BB. The passenger side tires of the pickup left the roadway and the vehicle entered the east ditch. The driver maneuvered the pickup back onto the roadway when it then crossed both lanes of traffic, entered the west ditch, began turning sideways, and rolled onto its top. EMS transported Witcher and a passenger, 77-year-old Donald R. Witcher of Atwood, to the Cheyenne County Hospital, where they were pronounced deceased. Both of them were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. National sorghum producers will now accept entries for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest, with state and national winners selected from contestants split into east and west regions for the irrigated dryland no-till and dryland tillage divisions, and one overall winner is selected for food grade. Harvest reports will be made available to entered contestants beginning May 1, 2024, and all completed forms must be received at the National Sorghum Producers Office no later than December 3, 2024. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. To find the entry form, the 2024 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest. The Drive to Zero Coalition, along with the Kansas Department of Transportation, urges drivers to always put safety first and ditch distractions, as inattention is the main cause of motor vehicle crashes. And preliminary 2023 data for Kansas shows 102 people died and more than 450 people were injured in crashes due to distracted driving. Distracted Driving Awareness Month, which takes place in April, focuses on raising awareness and educating motorists to increase safety on roadways. During April, Kansas motorists will hear and see more distracted driving safety messages, and increased law enforcement will remind drivers that any distraction, including texting, is unsafe, unnecessary, and illegal. Research by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows drivers aged 18 to 34 represent the most distracted drivers, namely due to cell phone use. In addition, the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety reports mental distractions can last up to 27 seconds after using voice commands on cars, changing music, or using phones. Drivers are encouraged to develop safe driving habits and put their phones away and out of reach. Activate the phone's Do Not Disturb feature. Avoid adjusting the radio or handling food and other items that take your hands off of the wheel. Have passengers oversee navigation information and all phones, and if needed, pull over at a safe location to handle things. For more information about the distracted driving, you can visit nhtsa.gov. In Nebraska news, Nebraska roadways are off to a speedy start in 2024, as according to the Nebraska State Patrol, Nebraska State Troopers have given out more citations for speeding over 90 to 100 miles per hour than any year in the past decade. So far this year, troopers have stopped 289 drivers going over 100 miles per hour and 1,385 for going over 90 miles per hour. The superintendent of the Nebraska State Patrol, Colonel John Bolduc, said excessive speeds reduce your reaction time and greatly increase stopping distance. And it also puts everyone else on the road at risk because other drivers aren't expecting nearby vehicles to approach at such high speeds. He said everyone can help keep Nebraska roadways safe by slowing down. On average, it takes drivers 600 feet to stop at 90 miles per hour and 700 feet at 100 miles per hour. The Nebraska State Patrol wants to remind everyone to drive safely, pay attention to speed limits, eliminate distractions, drive sober, and buckle up. Early voting for the Nebraska primary election started on Monday, with more than 35,000 Nebraskans having already requested ballots. However, this year, something is different, as for the first time in state history, voters must present a valid photo ID to cast their votes. The acceptable forms of photo ID include a Nebraska driver's license, a Nebraska state ID, a U.S. passport, a military ID, a tribal ID, a hospital-assisted living facility or nursing home record, a Nebraska political subdivision ID for state, county, city, school, etc., or a Nebraska college or university ID, public or private. There are 93 county election offices across Nebraska that will accept ballots, and this early voting period will close May 13th, one day before the Nebraska primary. A Lincoln woman is facing serious assault charges after she allegedly drove her vehicle into another woman over the weekend. Lincoln Police Department said they arrested 37-year-old Desiree Fiesca on Sunday evening on charges of second-degree assault after a 35-year-old woman reported that she had been hit by a vehicle driven by Fiesca. According to the Lincoln Police Department, they were called near 22nd and West Q Street on the report of an injury crash at around 6:28 p.m., where officers said the victim told them she and Fiesca had a physical altercation and were separated by others at the scene. The police report said the victim told officers she was later taking some garbage to the dumpster when Fiesca drove up to the dumpster area, threatened her, and then backed her vehicle up, striking the victim. The Lincoln Police Department reported that the victim sustained injuries to her legs and was transported to the hospital for treatment. Officers said they contacted Fiesca at her residence, where they arrested her. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The National Sorghum Foundation will soon open has opened applications for three scholarships it has available to college students studying agriculture in the 2024-2025 academic year, and they are the Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, and the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship. To apply for the Bruce Maunder Memorial Scholarship, applicants must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based degree programs. To apply for the Daryl Rosenau Memorial Scholarship, students must be sophomores through seniors and enrolled in agriculture-based science programs related to agronomy, plant pathology, entomology, and or plant breeding, with an emphasis on sorghum. And for the Bill Kubeka Memorial Scholarship, which is for undergraduate students, sophomores through seniors, graduate students, and law school students, applicants must be enrolled in a curriculum related to agricultural economics, agricultural policy, or agricultural law. Each scholarship is valued at $1,500, and the application window for each opened on Monday, April 15th, and will close June 1st. More information about each scholarship's criteria and application forms can be found online at sorghumgrowers.com/foundation-scholarships. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on April 8th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Terry Laughlin and Todd Ellers with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission on information with the upcoming bids and specs for motor graders. Terry and Todd wanted a good understanding of the difference between the 670 John Deere and the 770G John Deere when bidding, as Terry stated that he did not believe the 670 John Deere would be adequate for the county. The commission will open the bids for the motor grader on April 22nd at 9 a.m. Todd reported that the John Deere tractor was back from being repaired, and there was a question with the quote for repairs, since indication was given that labor may be considerably more. Dale Jacobson and James Miller were present to discuss an upcoming meeting on April 20th at 9 a.m. at the East Campus. The meeting will be an informative meeting with various entities and boards in Norton County who will be giving reports on activities and happenings, and the meeting is open to the public. Brad Smith with Murphy Tractor was present to get a clear understanding of what the commission is requesting from John Deere in a motor grader bid. The commission requested that both the 670 and 770G to be quoted. Sheriff Troy Thompson provided the commission with a dispatch usage chart from 2011 to the current date. And Troy also discussed the selling of the Tahoe that was recently removed from service due to an accident. Troy requested permission from the commission to sell the vehicle, and approval was given. Troy gave the commission an update on the courthouse generator, saying a new contact was given to him and he's working with the vendor to get a quote. A motion was made by Commissioner Tom Matchett to approve the March 29, 2024 minutes, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and the meeting was then adjourned until April 15th. The Kansas Department of Transportation began work on a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 283 in Norton County. The project work involves milling and overlaying on 11 miles, starting near Armory Drive in Norton and ending at the Nebraska state line. The crews will also resurface a portion within the city limits on State Street between Washington Street and North Street. Traffic will be directed through the work zones by flaggers in a pilot car, and motorists should plan for delays of 15 minutes or less. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed in early May, conditions permitting. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Dan Moore, at 785-302-6200. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have spaghetti, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be soft taco, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be cheeseburger, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. We were notified by Bill Johnson, the Norton Junior High School principal, that the junior varsity golf meet that was scheduled for today, Tuesday, April 16th in Goodland, has been canceled due to the expected high wind warnings. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m., and patchy blowing dust between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Otherwise, today it'll be partly sunny with a high near 72 and windy, with a southwest wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour, becoming northwest 25 to 35 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the winds could gust as high as 55 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 10% chance of showers before 7 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 43 and windy, with wind gusts as high as 55 miles per hour tonight. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 77 and a northwest wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm, mainly after 11 p.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 39 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour and the chance of precipitation of 70% on Wednesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, showers are likely, mainly before 8 a.m., and it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 56 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly before 8 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with a high near 55. On Saturday, rain showers are likely before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 47. On Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, should be mostly sunny with a high near 60. And on Monday, there's a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 70. Currently, with fair skies, it is 55 degrees. The humidity is 72%. The wind speed is northwest at 17, with gusts to 23 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.39. The dew point is 46 degrees, and the current wind chill is 51 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State football wrapped up spring practices over the weekend, and Connor Riley and Matt Wells are teaming up to be co-offensive coordinators for the Wildcats, and starting quarterback Avery Johnson is excited for what Riley has brought to the table scheme-wise for the upcoming season.
Really just like how much he cares about the offense as a whole, and how grateful he is to be in this position, because he never goes a meeting without saying, you know, how much he cares about us and how grateful he is to be in front of us and be our offense coordinator. And a lot of guys wouldn't necessarily say that, and just the way he's kind of expanded and broadened our playbook, and you know, like we're still going to run the ball at a high level. He wants to throw it at a high level as well. And at the end of the day, like we have a lot of good pieces to be able to execute and our offense be really explosive come the fall.
Kansas State will get back to work on the field in June when fall camp begins. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Get ready for incredible savings at Prairieland Partners. Backed by popular demand, you can now choose one of the following implements for free when you purchase a 1 through 3 series John Deere compact utility tractor. Elevate your productivity with your choice of a versatile pallet fork for heavy lifting, a rugged rear blade for precise grading, or a sturdy box blade for efficient earth moving. Visit them in store or online at PrairielandPartners.com to learn more.
Prairieland Partners.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the...
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
A few severe weather reports came in last night and early this morning across northern Kansas, the east central part of the state. In fact, we have a tornado watch that continues in effect through mid-morning across parts of eastern Kansas. As an upper-level low was tracking northeast across the western part of the state, a disturbance was rounding that dry line and a cold front pushing through, where thunderstorms may be severe for at least a while today. As the low lifts into eastern Nebraska, the front will shift to the east of us, bringing an end to severe weather with windy conditions the rest of the afternoon. High wind warning in effect in northwestern Kansas today, or high in the upper 60s. Scattered storms in north-central Kansas with a high in the mid-70s. Rain and thunderstorms, some severe in northeastern Kansas with a high 78. Blowing dust today, warm 75 likely in southwestern Kansas this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms early in south-central Kansas with a high in the low 80s. And thunderstorms in southeastern Kansas with a high today near 80. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Grain markets in the overnight continuing to show losses as the dollar index strengthens with the outside market pressure. May corn down a penny, 430.5. July down 1.5, 442.75. December down 1.5, 467.75. May soybeans down 3 at 11.55.25. July down 3 at 11.69. November down 2.5, 11.64.75. Kansas City wheat may down 2.25 at 581.75. July down 1.5, 579.25. Chicago wheat may down 2.75 at 549. July down 3 at 564.5. On Wall Street, the dollar index is up 6 cents at 106.27. Dow futures trying to be on the plus side by 64 points at 38,057. The NASDAQ and S&P are trading lower. Crude oil down 27 cents a barrel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.